Reliability and validity are two important qualities of research, and they also apply to measurement. The idea of reliability is that your study is reliable if repeating the same study again gives you the same result. In quantitative research, the analysis is done by a computer, and ideally it is so well documented that if you do the study again, you do the exact same calculations. Because computer doesn't introduce any random error or random noise to your result, then the only reason why your study could be unreliable is because your measures could be unreliable. So for that reason, reliability in quantitative research is typically an attribute that is associated with the measurement procedures and nothing else. Then validity is a more complicated concept, and it can be thought of as four different levels of validity. First of all, you have measurement validity, which refers to whether your variables actually measure the things that they're supposed to measure. Then you have statistical conclusion validity, which means that you have identified the correct associations or correct differences in the population, so our statistics are correct. Then we have internal validity, which means that the theory is correct, or the associations that we claim are causal are actually causal. So that's whether the causal inference part of the study has been done correctly. Then external validity is simply whether the study generalizes to other populations. So that's mostly about generalizability, and we cannot really assess that statistically. That's a theoretical argument. The two important qualities of measurement are reliability and measurement validity. To understand what those two concepts actually mean, it's useful to take a look at this target practice diagram. So this is a target that somebody is shooting. And here we have only a small amount of dispersion in the hits, but the sights are off. So this shooter is very precise, but he's not hitting the target. This is reliable, but not valid measurement. Then this is another shooter, which is not very very precise, so the hits are all over, but the sights are correct, so on average he is hitting the target. So this is not reliable, but valid. And there is some disagreement in the literature whether you can have validity without reliability. Let's postpone that for a while, but it's at this point important to understand what these concepts are. So the validity is whether the sights are correct, and then reliability is whether the shooter hits the same spot all the time. So are you hitting the same spot? Are you hitting the bull's eye? Which one of these is more serious problem? You can think of it as, would it be safer to stand here in front of this target? Or would it be safer to stand here in front of this target? If my head was here in the bullseye, this guy would eventually kill me. If my head was here, then I would be pretty safe because this guy would never hit me. So the lack of validity is more problematic than lack of reliability, because an invalid measure is always incorrect. An unreliable measure can sometimes provide you the correct value if it's valid. The idea of validity without reliability basically refers to if you are just looking at one of these hits. So these hits individually are not very valuable because they're so dispersed, they're so unreliable. So in that sense, if you just look at one hit on the target, it's unlikely to be close to the bull's eye. So that's the argument for no validity without reliability. But if you look at these as a collection, let's say these are five repeated studies, and then after the study has been done, those five studies have been done, then we are trying to aggregate those somehow. Then as a collection, these five hits are valid because they are on average on the bull's eye. So reliability is a problem if you just do an individual measurement, an individual study. reliability can be less of a problem if you get to do multiple measurements, and multiple unreliable measurements actually could produce you valid inference.